Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing out there? I hope you guys are doing well. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. G. Wright coming to you. It's been one of those days, but how many of you are still blessed to be here tonight? You know, this is just going to be just a little different than I normally do. I don't have a special guest coming on tonight. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about some things that have been in my heart that, and just talk with you guys for a while and just see how that goes. But I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. Today has been one of those days where it's been a really good day. You know, like I said, I did say on a post one time before that it's like, you know, you are, I guess you should say, going through life. You're dealing with things and complaining, just getting to that mindset. Man, let me just say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. So it came down to thinking, what am I going to talk to you guys about tonight? It's just going to be just a little differently than I normally do on Tuesday nights. What's up, Kathy? What's going on, Kathy? It's going to be just a little different than what I generally do. But what I wanted to share with you guys and talk to you guys about tonight is remaining faithful. How many of you guys are dealing with that whole thing of feeling like you're tired? You know, where you're going, whether you don't even realize that sometimes we're putting so much energy out because we are, I'm like one of those focused people. I just focus on something and I do it until I get it done. And sometimes it takes a minute and I stop and then I pick it back up. But I'm learning for myself to rest. Hey, Kathy, I'm learning that for me, the importance of resting and getting to a place where I'm like, you know what, okay, Lord, I'm going to rest. I'm not going to try to go out here and do everything for everyone, or with everyone. I need to make sure I take the time out for myself and rest. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been kind of dealing with. And I tell you, you know, everything I talk about on the program, on the broadcast on Tuesday night, is exactly where I'm at. It's exactly what I'm going through. So I know that God is giving me, and like I've already told you, those messages are for me first. So I'm learning some things about myself and in this season, and God's also bringing some things forefront for me to deal with in this season. Because, you know, we have to become faithful with the little bit that we have, right, before we can have all those different things that we're thinking and we're saying that we want God to do in our lives. We have to become faithful with the least before we can get the greater blessing that we're praying and believing God for in our lives. So tonight, I just want to just keep it real. You know, I'm just going to talk. Well, I can keep it real. You know, I try to keep it real when I come on with you guys anyway. You know, because I'm talking from where I'm at. I'm talking from my heart. I'm doing this because I have a heart to do it, and that's what God's placed on me to do and to share. So I appreciate those of you who come through weekly, those of you who share this broadcast on your pages. Again, I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and I'm a recording artist, host, therapist, whatever you need me to be. You know, I praise God for everything He has given me, and I praise God in this season of my life, So there's so many different things that are happening. And I'm sure there are a lot of things that are going on in your life, a lot of changes, a lot of, having to, I call it make paradigm shifts, where you are making a paradigm shift where you have to look at the situation but from a different angle. You know, having to look at it. Sometimes God doesn't change your situation, but he changes you and your perspective in the situation. You know, and one of the things, I appreciate you too, Dr. T. One of the things I'm learning is this, guys, we're all dealing with life. We're all dealing with situations. We're all going through. And it's just a matter of how do we deal with things when we are going through. So tonight I'm talking about remaining faithful. It's something I spoke about some months ago. And I was like, well, what should I talk about today? And sometimes I revisit some things because I feel like maybe God wants me to get it again, and then share it again. Because the thing about it is this, guys. We talk about being faithful. We say, I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm believing God for this. I'm believing God for that. Hey, Trina. Hey, Eric. And we talk about these. Hey, Radiance. And we talk about these different things, right? With God, our heart's desires. But then sometimes, like we've been talking about communication as well on Tuesday night. How do we communicate? How do you communicate with each other? And then last night, tonight's Thursday. Tuesday night, we talk about our communication with God, part two. So make sure you guys check that out as well on my page. Hey, Mom. But tonight I'm revisiting remaining faithful. Now, when I looked up faithful in Oxford Online, it said this. Faithful, remaining loyal and steadfast, true to the facts or the original. Another definition is putting that loyalty into consistent practice regardless of extenuating circumstances. Remaining faithful. You know, for us to get to a place where we remain faithful, we have your way tonight. That's my prayer. For us to get to a place where we remain faithful, we have to remain loyal. That means we're not going to jump ship when things seem like they're not going the way we expect them to go, or they're going slower. But remaining loyal and steadfast, true to the facts or the original. Remaining faithful. What about this? Putting that loyalty into consistent practice, regardless of extenuating circumstances. That means I'm going to remain loyal and true to what God has called me to do. Talking about being faithful, right? Remaining faithful. For tonight's message, we want to talk about our discussion. We're talking about remaining faithful. And for those of you who are new, now I share something you guys share back. I'll read it. But it's all about time together is about respect and learning from each other. It's not about proving a point. You know, you can sit back somewhere else. It's about encouraging people because we need encouragement, not fighting, not any of that stuff. And we can have good adult conversation and discussion, right? Right. You know, being faithful is a choice, though. Being faithful is a choice. It's a lifestyle choice. It's not a one-time event. I was faithful, and okay, I got my badge. You got your badge. You're faithful in this situation. What about all these other situations before going down the line? And, you know, and sometimes, guys, that whole thing about being faithful is a lifestyle choice. We have to be faithful in all the things we do, in every facet of our life, in our lives. And sometimes, guys, people need grace. Sometimes we need grace. Sometimes we need grace. And when I say grace, giving people the chance to get it right, giving people the opportunity to do better. You know, we want grace, but sometimes we don't want to give people grace. And then sometimes, guys, it's the whole thing about faithful. And being faithful, it is a choice. Now, go back to that choice. Like, if I give you my word, and I'm going to tell you this, guys, I got to share this because I say I'm going to share this. In fact, I'm just going to let the Lord use me tonight in a different way, not like I normally do on Tuesday nights. It's going to be a little different. I'm not going to go back. I don't really have script. I have the way that the Lord leads me. But I want to share this. In this season, guys, It's like, you know, I've talked about triggers. If you've come through triggers, those things that whether good or bad, when those things happen, we generally act in this particular way, whether it's positive or negatively. So triggers, you know, people talk about pushing that button, right? You know, people know how to trigger you. You know, people who know how to say certain things get what you're trying to get you to do a particular thing, those triggers. And I've been having an issue about faithfulness, about people keeping their word. Now, sometimes, guys, life happens, right? Right? And it's not like one thing. So I'm not, so if you're looking at this, you're thinking, Reggie's talking about me, G is talking about me. No, Reverend Dr. G is not talking about you, because there are so many other situations that have been happening, extenuating circumstances. And God, I'll tell you this, the trigger for me, the trigger of this whole thing about being faithful, the trigger for me was as a pet peeve. If you say you're going to do it, do it. If you can't do it, then say you can't do it. If you're running late, say you can't run, you can't make it. And I realized, you know, that goes back to some other things that I wasn't dealing with. But how many of you guys know that God wants us to be free in this season? God wants us to be free. So sometimes you have to go back to that little grid, little G. Sometimes you have to go back to that little girl, that little boy, you know, and deal with some issues, deal with some things so you can move on and be free from that. You know, don't make everyone else suffer because of that one person 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. You know, sometimes we have to go back, folks. So being faithful, that's one of my pet peeves. So in this season, you know, sometimes we talk about this, you know, learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable, right? That sometimes God won't change the situation, but it's in a situation. And the thing about it is this, yeah, Radiance was saying more grace. Yeah, we need more grace, more grace. And I realized, you know, this whole thing about being faithful is that I have to give people more grace, because sometimes, guess what, life happens. Sometimes, I know, like, generally, when I have a death in the family, I take it a different way. So navigating, for me in this season, it's been navigating through dealing with those emotions about my uncle who passed on March 20th. So dealing with those things, and then dealing with my cousin, you know, this his birthday was the 10th. So there are a lot. Then one of my best friends passed away in April. Then one of my aunts passed away in April. Then one of my cousins and a good friend of mine passed away in March. You know, so in between these months, there's so much. But God's telling me, remain faithful, remain focused on me, and I will get you through those situations, you know, but remain faithful. For me, it's been like dealing with those triggers, dealing with those things that I need to deal with so I can keep on moving forward. Because guess what? Life's going to happen. And some situations might mirror something that has happened before. But guess what? You have to deal with those things so you can move on and do what God has called you to do. Let me see. Let me read. A. Maurice. A. Dwayne, Tamisha says, being faithful even when the initial excitement is gone, it is a choice. Yeah, that's true. That is a good point, Tamisha. Being faithful even when the initial excitement is gone, it is a choice. And then remaining faithful, regardless of, like, yeah, like you said, the excitement. And when things, you see, sometimes God's going to bring things up to light so that we can deal with it, so we can move on, right? And there are all these different situations dealing with faithfulness. Oh, that person not keeping their word. That person not keeping their word. And then God's like, what about you keeping your word? They're like, oh, yeah. There might be some area. There's, you know, because we all, sometimes we mean well. We just have too much on our plate trying to do everything. So being faithful, being steadfast, being saying, I'm going to remain true to what I need to do, what I'm supposed to do. And sometimes, guys, being faithful, when God tells you don't do it, be quiet, be still. Listen, we got to be faithful and obedient. So, Lord, what are you saying to me? What do I need to hear you? What are you saying to me? So for me, guys, it's been this thing of God's like, wait. And this is, and I've learned this. We talk about this, right, Tamisha? We talk about this. You guys, we talk about this. And I think Tamisha, because she had shared one of her things that she's working on, that control thing, and how, trying to be control of everything. And the thing about it that I realize is this. I cannot control other people. I can't control situations. But it's how I respond to that situation that really, really counts. You know, so being faithful, guys, being faithful is a lifestyle choice. You know, and it's like this. Stand in a state of preparation. That means I'm prepared. Sometimes, guys, we have to be prepared in and out of season. The Word of God says that, right? Being prepared and being ready in season and out of season. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a season for everything under the sun, right? So we have to stay in this place of preparation, being prepared. But being prepared means we have to be willing to listen as well. And that regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to listen. If you've told me to do something, then that's what I'm going to do. One of my friends had told me we always come to this particular, I don't know what that sound was, but this particular conversation. And if you're like, take it to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to pray and fast over this and believe that God's going to give you the answer. So I was driving, God's like, what are you talking about? I've already told you the answer. So you just got to go ahead and keep on doing what I told you to do in the first place. You know, being faithful to what God has told us to do in the first place. You guys struggle with that, being faithful? You know, because sometimes, guys, when it seems like either things are going left, they're going right, it's cool. But when that excitement goes, like you said, that word excitement, when it leaves, when it dissipates, we're left with this word, this instruction that God has given us. But do we remain faithful? Do we remain faithful? Some of us, we want God to work in our lives, but we don't remain faithful. We don't adopt and keep that faithful mentality, saying, you know, I'm gonna be faithful, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm tired. Listen, being faithful, being obedient. What is God telling you? What has he told you in his word? What, and then what are you doing about it? Am I making any sense tonight, guys? It's just a little different, and I'm just going to allow the Lord to use me whichever way he leads me in this conversation. So I'm just sharing with you guys. Spend time with yourself and with your emotions. Radiance says, be ready and teachable and be humble. That's so true, Radiance. That is so true. Be ready and teachable and be humble. Humility. Humility, humility, humility. Listen, guys, you know, God resists the proud, right? You know, he gives grace to the humble. He gives grace. You know, being ready, then teachable, having that teachable spirit, being faithful. Being faithful is a lifestyle choice. You know, it's a choice. And being ready and being teachable and being humble, those are choices we can make. You want to see God bless you? Stay prepared. Be ready. Hey, Minister G, be ready. Be teachable and be humble. Thank you, Radiance. Thank you. Thank you. You know, listen to this. I was talking about this right before Radiance said that message. Spend time with yourself and with your emotions. It's very, very important that we work through our emotions, that we work through those things that we're going through. If we're tired, we're tired. If we need to rest, we need to rest. Because guess what? There's a time and a place for everything. And Rome, you know, you've heard that saying that Rome was not built in a day. You know, there's a process. Sometimes God can make that process go like this. Then sometimes God can make that process go slow. And what do you do when that process is going slow? What do you do when it looks like that process is not working? Or if that word that God has spoken to you about your life, about that season, is not working. Guess what? God is always working it out for your good. You just have to have faith and believe that. Isn't that right, Minister Greg? Yeah. You know, but spending time with yourself and getting to that place where you're saying, you know, how am I feeling? you know, when someone says, you know, how are you feeling? People say, I'm blessed, and you know, give this whole big thing. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Are you tired? Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you disappointed? How are you feeling? So the see, thing about it is that even though we don't tell, you know, God showed me this before recently. I got the word out recently. He told me this. He said, just because you don't deal with it does not mean that it does not exist. It just means that you're not dealing with it. You know? Just because you're not dealing with it don't deal with it does not mean that it does not exist. It's just that you just aren't dealing with it. So dealing with your emotions, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling? Yeah. Tamisha says, it is okay to say no and no explanation is needed. Yeah, that's true. You don't owe anyone anything. You know, sorry, I cannot do it. You know, one of the things I've learned, I think it's funny, is that I've met some people who want to hear the explanation, but when I've asked that particular person that, you know, for an explanation, they don't get it. You know, no explanation is needed. You know, yeah, Gregory says, absolutely. Radio says, wait. So he said, do we want the real answer when we ask, how are you? Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, one time someone had asked me how I was doing. I said, you know, I'm having the worst day. And they said, okay, that's great. I'll talk to you later. And hear a word I said. That really, really did happen. You know, being faithful, that whole thing about commitment and honoring that commitment even when you don't feel like it. And then if you're too tired to do something, if you're running behind, just say, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm trying to do it, but I just cannot do it right now. Please forgive me. You know, just be real. Be honest about it, right? Being faithful is a lifestyle choice. You know, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, guys, sometimes we want this. We live in this microwave society, but we want things right now. We want it now. Lord, I need to have it now. Lord, I've got to have it right now. But sometimes it does not happen. You know, I'm going to read a little bit of this. This is Luke chapter 12, verse 35. It says this. Luke 12:35. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamp burning. Like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth. He will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect it. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. You know, guys, second point tonight, we got to watch. We've got to watch. You will be blessed if you keep your eyes open and watch what is happening around you. Please let us not become all focused by the little things that we forget, the big things that are happening around us. Let us keep our eyes on the prize. Let's keep our eyes on the bigger picture. Keep your eyes, your natural eyes, your spiritual eyes open. Are you paying attention to what's happening? Are you paying attention to laws that are passed? Are we paying attention to laws that are passed? Sometimes we focus on this and we don't see all these other laws. And then we wonder, when did that happen? All those things are passed at this time. But we've been so off focused by this, off focus by that. I think we need to get to that place where we say, Lord, please show me so I may see what you are doing in the earth and in my life. Please show me. Show me with spiritual eyes so I can see spiritually what is happening, because we're under attack. Guys, but you know, remaining faithful. In remaining faithful, you have to watch. You have to see. You have to be willing to hear. What is God saying to me? What is God saying to us? And listen, don't downplay what you see. Sometimes it is what it is. Sometimes it's not what it is. But sometimes, guys, it is what it is. So don't downplay what you see. You know, being faithful. Sometimes, guys, we're going to go through some things. We're going to experience some things we don't like. But we still have to be faithful. We have to be faithful. We have to watch. We have to be teachable. Just like Radius was saying earlier, we got to be faithful. We got to be teachable. Teachable. When you're teachable, you're paying attention. You're paying attention. You're listening. You know, all those different things. Yes, Lord. Hey, Daisy. Hey, bro. You're paying attention. So be teachable in this season. Be willing to watch. Lord, what do you want me to see? What do you want me to do? And then be humble. So listen, you watch to make sure you're all good, right? That you're sensitive to what is going on around you. You know, that whole thing. If two or three are gathering his name there, he'll be in the midst, right? You know, if you're by yourself and you don't have people around you, left and right, on your left or your right to help encourage you. When you're going through something, it might be hard for you to come through. It's very, very important, guys, while you're watching, while you're paying attention, that you make sure you have people around you who are on the same track as you, the same level with you, that are trying to go somewhere. You know, people who have the same objectives in life, being faithful. You know, you want to be around people who also hold that same thought process of being faithful in the things that they do. Okay, Radiant says this. Keep your head up and nose down. Head up and nose down. Bishop Victor L. Powell, remain faithful in God. Yeah, remain faithful. And it's so much easier to talk about it, right? It's a different thing to really, really be about it. It's a different thing to really, really be about being faithful. It's a different thing about being faithful when other things are going on. You know, but if you say, you know what, I'm going to remain faithful. I'm going to keep on going. And it's great to have people who are faithful to God, faithful to the vision he's given them in their lives around you. You know, listen, guys, we all need encouragement. The thing about it is that sometimes, you know how you, if you're in that workout, or you're doing some work around the house and you're just in that zone, you just focus, you just keep on going, you keep doing it, you don't stop, you keep doing it, you don't stop, you keep on going, you just got to keep on going and remain faithful. And guys, sometimes we have to take that break and you just have to rest. Guess what? It doesn't make you any less faithful. Guys, you have to also rest. You also have to rest. You know, Ms. Annie says this, everybody, hey, Ms. Annie, Everybody's eyes need to be open. But if you look close, you will see God is working. He works through his people. Yeah, he works through his people. Thank you, Miss Annie. That's so true. I'm going to read that again. Everybody's eyes need to be open. But if you look close, you will see God is working. He works through his people. Thank you, Miss Annie. That's what Miss Annie wrote. Thank you, Miss Annie. You know, God is working. And sometimes, guys, you don't see it when you're going through. And sometimes, you know, like as I say, when you're going through, you hear the violin playing, you hear the sad music, and you're, woe is me. And God, and, you know, this past weekend, I just had one of those aha moments again where God had to just remind me. Last week, because these days are going by so quickly, I just say, some time ago. It might have been last week or it might have been 2 weeks ago. But some time ago, God had to remind me of, Absolutely, rest is necessary. That's right, Pastor G. Mr. G, yes, absolutely, rest is necessary. You know, and I was driving, and God, I forgot what God said. Listen, yeah, I guess you guys know I am tired. I am a little tired myself tonight. I'm not going to lie. I am tired. But I'm faithful in giving this message. And guess what? After this, I'm going to see. I almost forgot what God had showed me a couple of weeks ago. You know, Tamisha says balance is key. What's going on, Aunt Mim? My Aunt Mim's in the house. Hey, Aunt Mim. Hey, Paul. You know, but I was driving. And God, and I'll just say, one of the things that God was showing me in this season is that rest is so important. Rest is so important. Remaining faithful is so important. Faithfulness, love, all these different things that God's been talking to me in this past season. It helped me to understand this. In order to go to the next level, you've got to be willing to do something that you haven't done sometimes. Sometimes you have to be willing to say, okay, I believe in you, Lord, and you're telling me to keep moving forward, then I keep moving forward. You keep moving forward in love. It's all about progression. It's not about staying stagnant. Radiance says, thank you, Radiance. Good word, man of God. Stay encouraged. Thank you so much, Radiance. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tamisha. Praise God. Praise God. I praise him. You know, because, you know, before, guys, I'm telling you this. My uncle passed. He's my last living uncle. I have lots of aunts, okay? I love all my aunts. But they're like my last uncle. You know, so it was a little rough. And generally during this time, I shut down. I will shut. You wouldn't hear me. You're not going to see me. So I'm like, you know what, Lord, I'm going to handle this in a more healthy way. Help me as I grieve and remain faithful because I'll stop everything. I will stop. Now, that whole thing about the food aspect, for those guys who know me, I was like, Lord, the Lord has brought me too far for me to go back there. So I'm like, that's not even an option. So sometimes, just like that same attitude, that's not even an option. You have to grieve in a more healthy way. For me to turn back to food and eating like that, like crazy, I'm not going to do that. God's brought me too far. And sometimes, guys, you know, like I say, everything I'm preaching, I'm living. I'm walking. I'm walking this. And it's a process. But remaining faithful, like I said before, I would be willing to. I would just shut it down. But moving past that, and, you know, the whole thing about it is that I'm doing my best to remain faithful, to watch. Then be wise. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. How do you deal with grief? How do you deal with certain things when things happen? How do you deal with faithfulness when you're going through life's issues, when you're dealing with life's lessons? You know, how do you deal with faithfulness? And how do you deal with being wise? Do you use wisdom? Guess what? You know, talk about the wise man and the foolish servant, you know, the foolish maidens, the foolish ones, and the virgins, and, you know, the wise and the foolish. You know, the foolish, guess what? They had the opportunity, but they didn't take care of it. They didn't take care of that oil. They went and did with everything they were going to do. The wise were like, you know, we're going to take care of our oil. We're going to make sure we're ready and prepared. That whole thing about using wisdom. We all have the opportunity to be wise. It's just a matter of, do we use it? Do we use it? And then when we're going through, how do we deal with life when we are in the thick of it? How do we deal with it? You know, Proverbs 27:12. Hey, Isaac, what's going on? I said, Aunt Mim on here. What's going on, Aunt Mim? Love you. Proverbs 27. Yes. Proverbs 27, verse 12. No, it's a different version. I remember King James Version. The prudent see danger. This is NIV. The prudent see danger and take refuge. But the simple keep going and suffer for it. So the prudent see the danger and take refuge. You know, the wise man sees danger and hides himself. He hides himself. But the simple, the foolish keep going on and suffer for it. You know, so guys, we have to be wise. We have to use wisdom. It goes along with being faithful. Be faithful. While you're being faithful, use wisdom. Use wisdom. So sometimes, guys, we intend to do the exact same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And I think sometimes we spend a lot of time being insane, and we don't even realize we're being insane. You know, I plead insanity. Yes, you're insane, because you keep on doing the exact same thing, expecting a different result. How's God going to bless you when you keep on doing the exact same thing, and you get the exact same result? Hey, love you, love you. You know, my aunt says, hey, everyone. Come on, she says, hey, hello, nephew. Love you, love you. You know, and understand the times we're living in. This whole thing about being faithful, understand what's going on around you. Understand and know your surroundings. My mom would always say, know your surroundings. Know your surroundings. You know, be wise. Then be led by the Spirit and read the Word of God for yourself. This whole thing about being faithful, you know, how are you going to know the voice of the Lord if you don't spend time with him in prayer? How are you going to know the voice of the Lord if you are always listening to music, always on your cell phone, always on Facebook? At some point in time, you know, when are you going to spend that quality time where God can speak to your heart, speak to your life? You know, this whole thing about remaining faithful, who are you remaining faithful to? That's a good question. I won't even say that tonight. Who are we remaining faithful to? Are we remaining faithful to our own plans? Are we remaining faithful to ourselves? Are we remaining faithful to everyone else? But are we remaining faithful to God, most of all? I can say I can remain faithful to you and not remain faithful to God. There's an issue. So even that whole thing about remaining faithful, you gotta ask yourself, who or what are you remaining faithful to or for? Who are you remaining faithful to? Who's the object of your faithfulness? You know, because God, sometimes we do that. We will remain faithful to our dreams where we won't remain faithful to what God has called us to do. And then when we're expecting God to move in our lives, but God can't move because we haven't been faithful to what he said. But this season, God said, come on. This season, God is saying, come on. Remain faithful. I've shared this with you guys. In 2016, I was on zero with zero. Spiritually, emotionally, I was in depression so badly, I was on zero. Yes, I said it. You know, because that's my story. I can share that because that's my story. You know, I lived that. I lived it. I've lived to tell it, as my older sister would say, I lived to tell it. You know, I was on zero with zero, and God brought me through. And I praise God for my mom. I praise God for my family, for those family members who knew, you know, who prayed for me, my aunt and my cousins. You know, using wisdom, having people around. Because I was on zero with zero. And, you know, and I had to get that point where I said, hey, Lord, what are you saying to me? And I was holding on, guys. I was holding on. And I said, you know what, I'm going to believe that God has better for me. I'm going to believe that God is going to bring me through this situation. Then sometimes I have to say, Lord, help me to remain faithful when I want to give up. Help me to remain faithful when I'm ready to throw. And I was ready to throw in. I was like, Lord, you can go ahead and take me on the glory right now. Let me go and meet with my grandmother. You can take me to glory right now. I'm ready. I'm done. God was like, no, I have a message for you. I have a work for you. Remaining faithful. Remaining faithful. And I don't say that just saying it. I'll just hear myself saying it. That's what I was. So remaining faithful, I'm so grateful that God had faithful people around me who are faithful to him, who are faithful and love God and love me as well. So it's very, very important that you have people around you. People who are wise, people who have gone through something. And it goes back to what Radiance was saying, being teachable. being teachable and being humble and saying, Lord, you know, I'm willing to learn. Help me. So sometimes, guys, you know, yeah, Radio says, sit quietly and let God speak to you. A great time for me, 3 a.m., gives you enough time before you start your day. More grace. Amen. Amen, Radiance. Thank you for sharing that. And that's exactly what I do. I love to meditate, and I love to spend some time, some quiet time. I love it. You know, turn the music off, turn everything off, and just listen to God. Just listen to God. You know, and the whole thing about remaining faithful, you know, we talk, right? We can talk a good game, right? But the biggest thing about it is putting that into practice. Just do it. So I have written this down. You guys, some of what you think about this. Sometimes the disconnect between the dream and the plan is not doing anything. Sometimes the disconnect between the dream and the plan, the disconnect between the dream and the plan is not doing anything. You've got to do it. Sometimes that disconnect is not in doing it, not in taking that plan and taking the dream and the plan. We keep God in the midst of everything, and you say, you know, that remains faithful. You know, if we want breakthrough, if you want breakthrough in your life, remain faithful to that thing that God has told you to do the first time. That first thing that he told you to do that you haven't done. And watch how God can bless your life. And sometimes it's not about what is that person doing over there, or what is that person doing over here, or, you know, I'm sure we're all tired of the pandemic, but during this time, the thing about it is that God is giving people, he's birthing within people miracles. He's birthing, he's giving people dream jobs. They're dream jobs. They're no things he's called them to do. He's created them to do in this season. God is giving those, he's doing those things in this season in our lives, even during this pandemic. I'm seeing people come start businesses that they've been wanting to do. And basically, what is keeping you from doing that? Remain faithful. You want that breakthrough? Remain faithful to God. Remain faithful and do what he's called you to do. Do it. Sometimes, guys, know this is the season to hear from the Lord. So how can we hear from the Lord if we're so worried about what this person is doing? That person has not called me. This person has not done this. And sometimes, guys, even in this season, I've had to say, okay, Lord, I'm giving this thing to you because this person is getting on my nerves. Bad customer service. I hate bad customer service. But guess what? I cannot control other people. I can control how I respond. And then do I focus so much on that lack of service where I lose and lose sight of what God is saying to me in this season? I can't do that. So God had to show me this past week, and yeah, okay, this is it. God showed me this past weekend not to focus on those things that don't go the way I expect them to go, so much that I lose sight of what he's doing, what he's told me to do. Don't sweat the little things. Don't sweat the little things. Stay focused on the main thing. And then let me pray for that person. I've had to pray for some people. Now, my whole thing is, guys, so you know, I'm all about respect. I'm going to respect you. I hope that you will give me the same respect. But guess what? Guess what? Some people are going to just be disrespectful. Am I going to let that ruin my day? No. Am I going to let that ruin what God is trying to do in my life? No. So this season, God was telling me, no, it's not about what other people do. Don't let that throw you off of who you are and who God has called you to be. You remain faithful. You remain that person of integrity. You remain that person who will bless and not curse. You remain that person who will encourage, not discourage. You remain that person in spite of the things that they might do or say to you. And so I said, you know, okay, Lord, let me pray for that. That remain faithful. Obviously, it's not the season. Let me tell you guys, one of my friends has sent me a Christmas card. He said, you know, I sent you a Christmas card to encourage you. A Christmas card to encourage you. I sent that Christmas card. I said, okay, I'm going to trust that you sent that Christmas card. You haven't received it yet? No. 4 or 5 months later, guess what? I got a Christmas card this week. And I put it on my Facebook, you know, page, and I just got it. And just realizing, you know, we say it, Christmas is not just one time. We celebrate Christ's resurrection. It should be every day. Christmas should be every day. Celebrating Christ every day. Giving praise to God for his birth every day. You know, so it was a nice Christmas card, and I got it when I was supposed to get it. You know, but listen to this, guys. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, right? Listen, guys, I can't focus too much on what you're doing. I have to make sure that I'm doing right. I have to make sure that I'm doing what God has called me to do. So I'm encouraging us tonight in this season for us to focus on ourselves. Focus on ourselves. What do we need the Lord to do in our lives? And have we been faithful? Before I can talk about someone else and what they're doing and how they're not being faithful, the question is, am I being faithful? You know, I sat back and looked at the person's poor, several different people's poor customer service. And then I realized, you know what? They might be going through something. Just like I might shut down, they might have shut down. Let me pray for them. Now, I still might be upset because I haven't gotten my product, but let me pray for them. Because we never know what people are going through. Road rage. Being faithful. That's another subject. But my mom would always say, you know, son, I need you to think. Well, these are some crazy people out here. And guess what, guys? These are some crazy people. But I'm going to remain faithful to not come out of my character. I have to learn to remain faithful. I'm learning. That's a process. I'm not going to lie. It's a process. But with people and these guns and everything like that, people are going crazy. You know, beat the horn. A friend of mine's son beat the horn to someone. When I saw the pictures, guys, person drove up, literally shot into the car 3 or 4 times. 2 times went to the door, which had gone straight to his midsection. 1 time went through the window, which had gone straight to his head. One went and almost hit his female friend. When I looked at the picture, I said, there's nothing but the grace of God. You know, remaining faithful, guys. You know, how do we respond to all these different things that are going on? How do we respond? Because things are going to happen. People are going to piss us off sometimes. That's being real. But how do we remain faithful to what God's called us to do? Remain faithful to the kind of character that he wants us to demonstrate? Or do we fall and act just like the world? Sometimes we act worse than people who aren't Christians, you know. But listen, we have to get to a place where we're focusing on what God has called us to do. Let us focus on ourselves. Lord, fix me. Lord, heal me. Help me. You know, don't worry about what people are doing. What are you doing? Well, that person got this. That person did that. That person started a ministry. They don't have nothing. That person is doing that. That person is doing this. They're going over here. Why are they doing that? You need to be doing that. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Remaining faithful. Let us focus ourselves. Let us let this is season. Let God is preparing us now so that when we come out of this pandemic, boom. People have ministries now. Boom, who didn't have ministries before this pandemic? People are doing things. They're painting. I'm seeing people, I'm like, man, you have almost a gallery of things. People are writing. People are coming out with new books. One of my friends, you know, she became ordained. People coming ordained. People are preaching. People are teaching. People are encouraging. People are loving. Let us love. Let's remain faithful in doing what God has called us to do in this season. Preach says, maybe this was the time you needed encouragement. Maybe this was the time you needed encouragement. What do you mean, Tamisha? Acceleration. She said, you're saying about acceleration. Okay, maybe this was the time you needed encouragement. You know, Well, I'll tell you, I'm tired right now. I'm tired. So once I go to sleep, I'm going to be good. And I'm about to get my encouragement and everything on this weekend because it's my birthday weekend. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. This hit me. This hit me, but I'll keep that to myself. But you know what? No one can make you. No one can make you do what you need to do. And if you're stuck, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like, hey, Kirk, if you feel like you're stuck about the Christmas card, oh, thank you, Tamisha. Yeah, about the Christmas card, yeah. Yeah, I think I need that reminder that Christmas is every day. You know, no one can make you do what you need to do. You must desire to do God's will. And if you're stuck, it's about just ask the Lord. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me during this time. Help me because I'm so stuck and I want to remain faithful. So if you're struggling with being faithful, say, Lord, help me to be faithful. You know, help me to do what you told me to do. And part of the thing comes with having faith. Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Guys, get to that place where we say, Lord, I need you. I need you. And God said, I'm here. You have to believe. You have to trust. Excuse me. You can remain faithful even in the midst of what you're going through. Even if it does not seem like you're going to make it. Have you ever been in a place where you're being faithful, doing what God has called you to do, and you're saying, Lord, I don't know how this thing is going to work out. But you remain faithful. You remain faithful. You remain committed. You remain empowered. You know, remain faithful. Remain faithful. You know what? Don't start doing what everyone else is doing. Stay awake. And people say, stay woke. Stay awake. Remain faithful. You know, there's also power in repentance. Sometimes you have to say, Lord, please forgive me for messing. I messed up. I thought I could do it on my own. I was not walking in humility. I prayed for humility. And please lead and guide me. Please forgive me and help me to remain faithful. Repentance is powerful, guys. Repentance is necessary, too. When you fall, when you fail to make a decision, when you fall, get back up. Get back up. You know, guys, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one's perfect. But listen to this, he's given us grace. Give us mercy. Now, and since we know better, let's do better. Since we know better, let's do better. You know, and to whom much is given, much is required, right? That scripture, to whom much is given, much is required. So if you want the things that you want, you the things you've been praying to God for, then understand it comes with some point of commitment that comes with some things that are going to be on your part that you are going to have to do. You've got to be willing to put in the work. Remain faithful where you're saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this. Fire Heart Ministries. I praise God for Fire Heart Ministries. You know, and I've been talking about it. And so that's really coming forth in this season, Fire Heart Ministries. So if I come on Sunday mornings, guys, if I come on Sunday, either Saturday evening or Sunday, what time will be good for you if you're able to come through? So you guys pray for me as I'm praying to see which direction. But I'm telling you guys, Fire Heart Ministries is coming to you very, very soon. This whole part, the Heart Love Radio Show, Great Fire Heart Ministries present, you know, but the Heart Love Radio Show. And I'm praising God for what he's doing in my life. There's some other things that are coming forth, and I'm praising God for those things. And I'm just going to encourage you. I see some, I see some books. I see some books coming forth. I see a lot of things happening in this season. In this season. Listen, what God has placed on you, in you, inside of you, he's releasing in this season. Believe that. He's releasing it in this season. He's releasing you in this season. This whole season has been about preparing us for the next season that God is about to bring us into. And I'm going to even say what Tamisha was saying, that word acceleration. Because Tamisha came through last week and we talked about her God's Beautiful Girl line and everything like that. Her ministry last week, acceleration. God is going to accelerate you in this season. God's going to accelerate your dream. You just have to be willing to be faithful. I just want to encourage you to remain faithful. Remain faithful, not to the plan. Yes, to the plan, but remain faithful, first of all, to God. Remain faithful to God. Remain faithful to God first. And then remain faithful to what he's spoken to you. What he's spoken over your life. Remain faithful to the work he's called you to do. If you're a cook, cook to the glory of God. If you're a dancer, dance, choreograph to the glory of God. If you're a singer, sing to the glory of God the best you can. If you're a producer, do the exact same. If you're a preacher, preach. If you're a singer, sing. I think it's a musician. Whatever if you're an artist, if you direct, if you usher, if you nurture people, care for people, encourage people, do it all to the glory of God. She says, remain faithful when no one is cheering you on. That's a good one, Tamisha. Thank you. Remain faithful even when no one is cheering you on. Guys, I can say this has been a different type of season for me. And I'm just going to say that sometimes it becomes, and I want to hear, I know that there are people I can turn to, and I appreciate you guys. But sometimes, guys, no one can go that path that you've got to go yet. But when you go, guess what? You're not alone. God is right there with you. You're not by yourself. Maybe no human beings might be there, but guess what? The Spirit of the living God is with you. I just want to encourage you to remain faithful in spite of what it might appear. You might see, it might look like you have dark clouds all around you. You might not see that glimmer of hope, but you stand on the word of God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You stand on Jeremiah 29. Guys, you stand on the word of God. You stand on John 3:16, John 3:17. You stand on Hebrews 11:1. You stand on the word of God. And you remain faithful. You remain faithful. And guys, taking that rest, like I'm about to do right now, it's good. It's good to take that rest. Sometimes, guys, we have to rest. We have to rest. We have to refuel so God can replenish us. So God can replenish you. Remain faithful. I hope you guys were encouraged tonight, and I pray that you will remain faithful. If you stop remaining faithful, okay, don't beat yourself up. Get back up. Repent. Ask the Lord to help you and to fill you with his power, with his spirit, and you keep on going and do what he's called you to do. Go back where you stopped and go ahead and start again. But don't give up. I want to encourage you tonight. Don't give up. It's not too late until you're no longer here. As long as you have breath, it is not too late. I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. Remain faithful. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you, Tamisha. Thank you for the birthday blessings and encouragement. Thank you so much. Hey, Trina, you know. But I want to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for coming through. I appreciate those of you who have been praying for me, praying for my mother, praying for my family during this time. I'm going to say also pray for my father, too. Pray for my father for his health. You know, he's in with his own things as well. So please pray for my parents. Pray that, let us pray for each other. Let us pray that we will all remain faithful and that we will focus on doing what God has called us to do. In this season, let God speak to your heart. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Give him the opportunity and be willing to be teachable. Yes, I love that. I love that. I love that radiance, teachable. You know, and then do what God's called you to do. You know, I do this because God's called me to do this. And I pray, God, you know, I want to bring Mr. Greg on pretty soon. He had some great music, too. What's up, Dr. Terrell, Dr. T? And I appreciate you guys for coming through. And Dr. T, he gave some great words of wisdom on Tuesday, so you guys have to check it out. Really some great words of encouragement. My mom says, thank God for your ministry. Enjoy your birthday weekend. Blessings to you. Good night, everyone. Be blessed. Continue to be safe. Thanks, Mom. Of course, you know, I'm going to hopefully see you. You know, and thank you for supporting me. Appreciate you guys. Please, please, guys, pray for one another. Let's pray that we will get through this season, that we will remain faithful. Remain faithful. I just encourage you that you will do what God has called you to do. And God is going to release that into the world, to the earth, and bless people, encourage people, and say to you, your testimony, your gift, and bless people. And just remember, you don't know what people are going through in this season. So be encouraged. Remain faithful. God is faithful. Even in the situation that you're going through, guess what? He's working it out. He's working it out for your good. God bless you. Please share this on your pages. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the encouragement that you guys have spoken and have left. Please continue to do that. And I do respond. We do respond to each other even after the feed has ended. So God bless you. God bless you. Mr. Greg, I'm about to have you on and play some of your music. Awesome man of God. Awesome ministry. God bless you guys. And have a good evening. Please pray for me. I'll pray for you. Let's be encouraged. We're going to get through this because God's going to bring us through this. Remain faithful. God bless you.